today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, all over the world, assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today, Friday, is the 4th of Ramadan, 1440 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 20th of Ordibehesht, 1398 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 10th of May, 2019 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Dear brothers and sisters, here is the time to listen to a verse of the Holy Quran and bless the show with a verse of Quran, verse 185 of chapter 2.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان
The month of Ramadan is that in which was revealed the Quran, a guidance for the people and clear proofs of guidance and criterion. So whoever cites the new moon of the month, let him fast it, and whoever is ill or on a journey, then an equal number of other days. Allah intends for you ease and does not intend for you hardship, and wants for you to complete the period and to glorify Allah for that to which He has guided you, and perhaps you will be grateful.
Now let's have a quick look at this noble verse of the Holy Quran. It should be noted that fasting in Islam is to train to suppress our natural appetites and shun evil. It does not mean abstaining only from food, but from every kind of evil. Abstention from food is only a step towards the realization that if one has to abstain from that which is lawful, how much more he must abstain from what had been forbidden by Allah. The main object of the Islamic fast is to purify the conduct and character and get the soul charged with divine attributes of Allah. And the practical life for one complete month, it helps the Muslims to guard themselves against evil as well as conditioning with restraint by habituating themselves to suffer physical affliction and self-control and resistance and fortitude which they must always be prepared to suffer in the defense of faith and the faithful.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah.
Be with IRIB English Radio. today's special.
Every day for 15 minutes. وَمَضَاتُ خَيْرٍ لِلْعِبَادِ وَمَضَاتُ نُورٍ لِلْفُؤَادِ وَمَضَاتُ خَيْرٍ لِلْعِبَادِ وَمَضَاتُ نُورٍ لِلْفُؤَادِ. Here is the time to talk about the value and the excellence of the holy month of Ramadan. Fasting is not merely physical, but is rather the total commitment of the person's body and soul to the spirit of the fast. Although fasting is beneficial to health, it is regarded principally as a method of spiritual self-purification. Fasting serves as a nutrition for the soul so that the soul gains strength by it. Fasting opens the door to spirituality and lends vitality to one's act of worship and purifies the soul. So Ramadan is a time to cleanse the soul from impurities and refocus oneself on the worship of God.
What happens to your body when you fast during Ramadan? During the month of Ramadan, Muslims fast from sunrise till sunset every day of the lunar month. The Ramadan fast can be a natural and effective way for the body to detox and revitalize itself. But this can only happen if you follow a healthy eating plan and do not overindulge for iftar. Try your best to avoid processed and fried foods this month. Since we only have a few hours available to eat and drink, it's very important that we make the food we eat really count. Stay hydrated by drinking plenty of water and avoid things that contain caffeine, which will dehydrate your body and make you feel very thirsty during the fasting hours. We know Ramadan is a very busy time, so most of us tend to cut back on sleeping hours to make more time for good deeds, which is amazing. But make sure you are getting a minimum of 6 hours of sleep daily. If you don't get your minimum hours, you could become very lazy in Salah and Quran time, and that's the last thing we want. Also, please keep in mind that oversleeping will also make you lazy and less productive. So balance is the key.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Merit of keeping fasting in the month of Ramadan is that Satan wouldn't have any gateway in order to creep into our souls. According to a piece of prophetic hadith, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam indicated that keeping fasting darkens the face of Satan. That is, keeping fasting defames the Satan. Therefore, we find that keeping fasting would nullify the satanic temptations on people. Another feature of fasting is that keeping fasting makes everybody think about those people who cannot afford the livelihood. That is, those people who cannot afford the basic needs. When people are hungry, they can understand the pressure of hunger on the poor far better.
قال الإمام علي عليه السلام لو كان الإيمان كلاما لم ينزل فيه صوم ولا صلاة ولا حلال ولا حرام.
Imam Ali عليه السلام said, if faith was a mere statement, then fasting, prayers, the lawful and the unlawful things would not have been prescribed for it.
There are several hadiths from the infallible imams, and one of them was related from the 8th infallible Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam, with the other one from the 11th infallible Imam al-Hasan al-Askari alayhi salam. And both of them indicated that keeping fasting makes people, makes everybody taste the problems of hunger and thirst. They would experience to some extent the situation they would suffer on the day of resurrection, because on the day of resurrection everybody feels very hungry and very thirsty, except those people who've been God-fearing in this world. Because of keeping fasting and keeping away from answering one's carnal desires, because of this, keeping fasting makes everybody entitled to reach and to achieve the best divine rewards and ultimately being permitted to enter the paradise in the world hereafter.
We welcome you, month we all adore. We pray for happiness and more. To all the people, open up your door. Peace, love and joy. Let them soar, let them soar.
Fasting involves the heart, faith and belief in Allah. If we do not appreciate and welcome Ramadan as a chance for a new start in our lives, as a chance to develop faith and taqwa through our fasting and behavior change, we will not be able to derive much benefit from this blessed month. There are many who fast but earn nothing except that they remain hungry and thirsty. Many people abstain from eating and drinking, but they forget that their hearts and tongues also need to have the impact of fasting. Dua al-Iftitah reminds us that both faith and action are necessary to be a true believer. Faith in Allah entails acting on His message brought by His Messenger and establishing His religion on earth. While that can only be done through the Imam, we should work and pray for His arrival. Human beings can only enjoy true justice and peace and a fulfillment of all their needs under the leadership of a divine leader. Dua al-Iftitah is not only a supplication for our needs, but a teaching of the roots of faith and a planning for a way of life. It remains on us to plot the chart of our life as we recite this beautiful dua during the nights of Ramadan. And now we are trying to recite some part of the Dua al-Iftitah with the translation of this Dua.
Allahumma inni as'aluka qaleelan min kafeen ma wajadt bi ilayhi azimam ma ghnaka anhu qadeen. وهو عندي كثير وهو عليك سهل يسير. اللهم إن عفوك عن ذنبي وتجاوزك عن خطيئتي وصفاك عن ظلمي وسترك على قبيل عملي وهلمك عن كثير جرمي إن دوى كان من خطئي وعمدي أتمعني في أن أسألك ما لا أستوجبه منك الذي رزقتني من رحمتك و فاريتني من غدرتك وعرفتني من إجابتك.
O Allah, I ask for some from much, in the midst of my many needs for which I entirely depend on you. And you, since eternity, are able to do without them, but for me, it is a titanic effort. And for you, it is very easy and simple. O Allah, truly, as you pardon my sins, and you overlook my mistakes, and you take a lenient view of my disorderly conduct, and you cover up my foul actions, and you show considerations in spite of my many transgressions committed willfully or negligently, all that tempted me to ask for what which I do not deserve from you an account of your mercy, that you may give me the daily bread, and you may provide with that which is suitable for me through your control, and you may distinguish me with favorable reply to my request. Dear brothers and sisters, may Allah accept all your du'as and your ibadah and worship in this holy month of Ramadan. And I'd like to ask you not to forget your brothers and sisters in IRB English Radio from your good du'as, inshallah, in this very month. Till our next session tomorrow, same time, I live in Allah's protection. Till then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.